F. Patrick Fitzgerald, member of the class of 1970, will respond.
All that is necessary for the forces of evil to win control of the world is that enough good men do nothing. Such was the observation of Edmund Burke 2 centuries ago. Today, I find myself at a gathering of enough good men. The university community, its friends, and its neighbors. I have been asked to speak on behalf of a segment of that community, the graduating class of 1970. Yet, as I look upon the wide diversity of my classmates, I realize the absurdity of my task. I can no more presume to speak for them as I would permit them to speak for me. To some of us, this may well be the most single important event in our life up to this time. To others, it may be a vestige of ceremonialism best left to the scrutiny of the anthropologist. Be what it may, it is above all a personal experience. It is on this basis that I would briefly share some of my thoughts with you today. These thoughts are of doors and the absurdity. I first came to Alaska not as a student, but as a volunteer to live and work in the Arctic. I came armed with a telegram from the governor of this great state with his welcome and assurance that all doors would be open. How true his words were at the local level were Nikapak, Ukruk, and Sayu were shared with congenial goodwill. Where the competence and worth of an individual was not measured as being inversely proportional to the length of his beard. However, a bush village is not separate unto itself, and at state and federal levels, where dialogue was needed most, the doors were closed the tightest. It was 2 years ago, after a rather lengthy undergraduate sabbatical, that I first applied, was rejected, and then reluctantly accepted on probation at this university. As my GPA went up and down from honor roll to probation, with the frequency of a crowded department store elevator, I maintained that I was not changing while advocating change myself. At a time when, at many universities, the most tangible evidence of the existence of the president was a rumor that he had been seen on campus last month. Here at the University of Alaska, I have generally found the president's door open, at times an able ally, at times a friendly adversary, but always a very adept human being. Not far from this place is a door beyond which lies the meeting room of the university assembly. Recently, after several weeks of painful and difficult labor, this policy-making body gave birth to 3 new kids. A possible indication that the post-puberty fling is over and it may move towards a more responsible adulthood in the near future. And what of the final act of this absurdity play? What of the student who has been trained for a profession in which he is unemployable? What of the doors that will not open? The houses with the barest interiors have the biggest padlocks. The fortress with the weakest walls have the widest moat. Yet is it not in these most inaccessible of places that there is need of work to be done. At this point, one might well question the relevancy of education. However, if we would accept unquestionably society as it is, we may find that the world is no less absurd than our own education. If this is the case, then our education has been far more relevant than we might be willing to admit. Yet, for those of us willing to risk the assumption that the okay world of society is not the only world, there is a chance for ecstasy, anxiety, and life. For in the words of Peter Berger, society provides us with warm, reasonably comfortable caves in which we can huddle with our fellows, beating on the drums that drowned out the howling hyenas of the surrounding darkness. Ecstasy is the act of stepping outside those caves, alone and at night. Let us hope that from this gathering here today, enough good men shall emerge from the caves.
Back on the right track. Mr. Fitzgerald, that was splendidly done. To repeat, there are times that a university has within its faculty persons who upon their retirement merit special recognition for the service they have rendered. And today is one of these times. Marshal Cashin, would you please escort Agnes Sennell to the rostrum? Dear Miss Sennell, with considerable reluctance, I accept and approve your request for retirement from the faculty of the University of Alaska. And appropriately at this time, I review your accomplishments and contributions to your university and your adopted state. The record reads that you joined our faculty in 1960, bringing to us an estimable background in education, social service, and home economics. A graduate of the University of Washington, Seattle, you received an advanced degree in your chosen field from Washington State University, Pullman, Washington. And you have kept abreast of your field by frequently attending summer sessions and seminars throughout your career. Before you came to the University of Alaska, you held a variety of positions, ranging from intermediate teacher to dietitian to home management specialist. For two strenuous years, you were a technical assistant to the University of Punjab, Pakistan. And here at the University of Alaska, you quickly distinguished yourself as Associate Professor of Extension and State Home Economics Leader in the Cooperative Extension Service. Your contributions have been many and varied in the field of adult education. Your many practical publications pertaining to life in the far north have proved invaluable guides for Alaskans from all walks of life. Your colleagues and students at the University of Alaska recognize you as a dedicated educator devoted to the extension service of the state to which you have given so generously of your time and talent. For your many contributions to the University of Alaska and to all of Alaska, the Board of Regents has unanimously approved the recommendation that you be granted emeritus status as Associate Professor of Extension. Therefore, acting upon the authority given me by the Board of Regents, I confer upon you the title of Associate Professor of Extension Emeritus, with all the honors and distinctions and privileges appertaining thereto. And I present you with this letter in recognition of the emeritus status, which through your commendable efforts and splendid contributions you so highly deserve. The other letter. Mr. Cashin, Marshal, will you please escort Charles Sargent to the rostrum?
I present Professor Charles Sargent.
Dear Mr. Sargent, reluctantly and with a deep sense of personal loss, I endorse and approve your request for retirement from the administration of the University of Alaska. At this time, it's fitting that I review your accomplishments and contributions to your university and your adopted state. You joined our faculty in 1953, bringing to us a highly respected background in education and research related to civil engineering. A graduate of the University of Idaho, you studied as a National Science Foundation faculty fellow in 1957-58 at McGill University and at Stanford University. You received an advanced degree from the latter. The University of Idaho, you served as assistant professor of civil engineering with a fine record of teaching and scholarly publication. Since coming to University of Alaska some 18 years ago, you have distinguished yourself as professor and head of the Department of Civil Engineering, and you served as acting dean of faculty. In 1961, you assumed full-time duties as the first dean of the College of Mathematics, Physical Sciences, and Engineering. And while serving as dean, you created and became the first director of the highly successful Arctic Environmental Engineering Laboratory, which since has grown to institute status. Since 1967, you have served as executive director of planning and operations for the entire university. And here your administrative abilities and far-sighted leadership have proved invaluable during an extended period of extraordinary physical plant growth. Chuck, all of us at the University of Alaska recognize you as a dedicated educator, as influential among students, and a professional civil engineer of outstanding competence. For your many contributions to the University of Alaska and to all of Alaska, the Board of Regents has unanimously approved the recommendation that you be granted emeritus status as Dean of the College of Mathematics, Physical Sciences, and Engineering. And therefore, acting upon the authority given me by the Board of Regents, I salute you as a distinguished professor of civil engineering and confer upon you the title of Dean, College of Mathematics, Physical Sciences, and Engineering Emeritus with all the honors, and distinctions, and privileges appertaining thereunto. And I present you with this letter in recognition of the emeritus status which through your notable achievement you so richly merit.
Dr. Wood has so very capably expressed to the students graduating class of 1970 the feelings of the Board of Regents pertaining to your capability, your talent. If it is possible at all, each year that I come to the university, I am increasingly proud of our student body, our faculty, and of the people that work here who make the university go. It is through the efforts of such as you that changes gradually take place in what I suppose some of us refer to as a hidebound system, and we hope that will continue. Now, each year, the Board of Regents of the university invites to this campus, in honor of the graduating class, outstanding citizens of Alaska, the nation, and indeed the world. This particular year is an Alaskan year. And so today, we have outstanding Alaskans, which we wish to honor as they honor us by being here and honor you. We have with us today Margaret Bell Wicks, of Alaskan pioneer stock, renowned Alaskan and creative writer, whose books are acclaimed by youth throughout the land. Margaret Bell Wicks has successfully transferred her family's and her own sense of adventure into novels especially loved by young people. She has more than a dozen books to her credit, many of them depicting the struggle of early Alaskan pioneers, some based on her paternal grandfather's personal experience. Thorn Bay on Prince of Wales Island was the author's birthplace. She has utilized her own close relationship to nature in her writings, thus whetting the appetite of city-bred children to the adventures of the wilds. Her contributions to the state of Alaska through her writings are beyond measure. Her works enjoy widespread circulation, reflecting in a delightful way her lifelong love and involvement in Alaska. The University of Alaska salutes the outstanding contribution of this talented authoress whose career has so notably benefited Alaska. On this day, we recognize her accomplishments and confer upon a distinguished Margaret Bell Wicks the honorary degree of Doctor of Letters. This citation presented here at these commencement exercises of the University of Alaska, May the 18th, 1970. Will the marshal please conduct the candidate to the rostrum?
I present Margaret Wicks.
Margaret Bell Wicks, by virtue of the authority vested in me as president of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, under the Constitution of the State of Alaska, on the recommendation of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Letters, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Mr. Archie Double Yademarit, exceptional educator, humanitarian, and shining example of true dedication of purpose. Perseverance and plain hard work have been stepping stones for Archie W. Demarit, a Tlingit Indian of the Raven Clan. At the age of 44, he received a Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Wisconsin. And at age 55, a Master of Education degree from the University of Alaska. His unwavering strength and professional ability marked him as Alaska Teacher of the Year for 1968 and 1969, and National Honor Roll Teacher of 1969. His formal education, which has spanned five decades, began in 1917 in his native Kluwak, Alaska. His selfless, humble, and enthusiastic spirit as friend and counselor has endeared him to countless Alaskans all over the state. Dedication of self for the benefit of others has enabled him to render outstanding service to his fellow man, particularly the many young Alaskans who have had the great good fortune and privilege of sharing in his generosity, his understanding, his wisdom, and his humanity. The University of Alaska salutes this exceptional educator for meritorious and dedicated service to the people of Alaska. And on this day, we recognize his accomplishments and confer upon the distinguished Archie W. Demeritt the honorary degree of Doctor of Humanities. And this citation is presented to him this day on this commencement occasion, May the 18th, 1970. Mr. Marshall, will you please conduct the candidate to the rostrum?
I present Archie Demeritt.
Mr. Demeritt, by virtue of the authority invested in me as president of the Board of Regents under the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and upon recommendation of the full Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Humanities with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Mr. G. Dallas Hanna, eminent and dedicated scientist, revered friend and pioneer scientific researcher of Alaska. Although Alaska has never been his permanent home, Dr. G. Dallas Hanna has actively pursued scientific exploration in the state for nearly six decades. Since his first visit in 1911, he has contributed greatly to man's knowledge and understanding of the natural resources of the far north. The brilliant and versatile science to study of microfossils resulted in a reliable method to determine the glaciological age of oil well cores, thus laying the foundation of a branch of science that has been widely followed since with important economic applications. Born in Arkansas and raised in Kansas, he has been associated with the California Academy of Sciences since 1919. In the mid-50s, he served as director of the Arctic Research Laboratory at Point Barrow. His exploits as a dog musher are legendary, particularly the 1,000-mile trip from Nashagak to Iditarod in the winter of 1912 and 13. His exemplary career, in which he has met challenge after challenge forthrightly and boldly, has earned him national eminence as well as the respect and admiration of his colleagues, all who know the man and his work. The University of Alaska salutes this gifted scientist whose extraordinary career has so greatly contributed to the understanding of the riches of the vast Arctic areas. On this day, we recognize his accomplishments and confer upon the distinguished G. Dallas Hanna the honorary degree of Doctor of Sciences presented this May the 18th at these commencement exercises. Mr. Marshall, will you please conduct Dr. Hanna to the rostrum?
I present Dr. Hanna.
Dr. Hanna, by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents under this Constitution of the State of Alaska and upon recommendation of the full Board of Regents of the university, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Sciences with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. It is my particular pleasure today to be present, and it is an honor for me to be present when the next candidate is presented. It has also been a big pleasure and an honor for me to have worked with this man on the Board of Regents for 19 years. You sort of get to know people in that length of time. And for 13 of those years, I was his vice president of the Board of Regents. So students, it takes a long time to graduate a little bit once in a while. Mr. Elmer E. Rasmussen, renowned Alaskan, eminent businessman, cherished friend, and wise counselor. A lifelong Alaskan, born in Yakutat and reared in Skagway. Elmer E. Rasmussen has made contributions to the state and its citizens beyond enumeration. With all the exceptional energy and acumen of the true Alaskan pioneer, he has given outstanding service to his state and nation through business activities, scouting, politics, education, and the military. Under his able leadership, the National Bank of Alaska has grown from a tiny beginning into the state's largest financial institution. After many years as its president and chief executive officer, he became chairman of the board of the directors of the National Bank of Alaska shortly after his election as mayor of Anchorage in 1964, the year of the great earthquake. Dedicated to the essentiality of education, he served selflessly and with great distinction for 19 years as a member of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska. He retired last year as president of the board, a position he held during difficult, trying times for 13 years. His insight, initiative, strong leadership, made possible the emergence of a great modern university of national and even international as well. He has more than fulfilled his civic responsibilities by actively participating in local and state government. He has been for a number of years and continues to be Swedish Vice Consul for Alaska. For his rare capabilities in developing close ties between Sweden and his native state, he was knighted in 1965 by the King of Sweden. The University of Alaska salutes this exceptional leader whose understanding, energy, and vision have led to brilliant successes in business, education, and civic service. His splendid work is contributing much toward shaping Alaska's economic, educational, and cultural destiny. On this day, we recognize his accomplishments and confer upon this great Alaskan, Elmer E. Rasmussen, the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws, presented at this commencement exercise on this day of May 18, 1970. Mr. Marshall, will you please conduct the candidate to the rostrum?
Present Mr. Rasmussen.
Mr. Elmer E. Rasmussen, by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska under the Constitution of the State of Alaska and on recommendation of the full Board of Regents, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws with all the rights, titles, honors pertaining thereto. It's a great pleasure. It's a great pleasure.
President Wood has a special announcement to make at this time. President Wood.
Mr. Marshall. I have a very special announcement to make. Well, the very charming, talented, and gracious lady who I am told was once choir director of Belfast, Ireland, the longtime official hostess of Fairbanks, please stand. Stand. Would you keep standing, please? Continue to stand. Mrs. Eva McGowan, I've been asked by the Board of Regents to convey to you their warmest personal regard and to announce their decision, taken by official vote unanimously and enthusiastically, to recognize in a small way your loyalty and very wonderful support for the University of Alaska throughout its entire history. It is my understanding, as one example, that you are the only person who has attended each and every one of the 48 commencement exercises held here on the Hill. And now the choir practice room in the music building of the magnificent new fine arts complex is to be named the Eva McGowan Music Rehearsal Hall. It will be the home of the Choir of the North. A date and time for an appropriate ceremony of dedication will be announced as soon as construction is completed. Congratulations and our love, Eva McGowan.
The 48th commencement exercises of the university will close with the singing of Alaska's flag song by the choral ensemble and the benediction by the Reverend Mr. David Crockett. Following the benediction, the audience will please remain seated as the recessional of faculty and students is completed. Please rise for Alaska's flag.
Almighty God, Thou who art our Creator and Sustainer, be Thou present, O Lord, in all of our lives as we take what we have heard and what we will do into all of our life. May Thy grace rest with us all. Amen.